minor swing being done by Sam Miltich with Mark Kreitzer on guitar. And obviously that was recorded live because you could hear the audience in there really liking it. We are incredibly lucky to have Sam in our midst. He's really something. I'm going to give you some music questions here, and here we go. So what band did YMCA and In the Navy? What band did that? And what 70s soul singer became a reverend, eventually leaving secular music to focus on gospel? And Eric Clapton was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 3 times, once as a solo artist, and then with what 2 other groups? Okay. All right. And then in the NFL field, you know, the refs out there making signals and doing this and that. And I'm going to read like what a ref is be doing, and then you got to tell me what it means. So like the referee will hold his arms out in front of him and rotate them over each other, making circular motions. That's a false start. So that just kind of gives you a hint of what I'm going for here. 2 hands straight forward at shoulder height with his hands facing up. What does that tell us that happened on the field? The official folds his arms one over the other out in front of his body. What is that telling us? The official simulates that he's grasping a face mask and pulls downward, mimicking the foul itself. What is he saying there? And how about one more? One wrist strikes the other above the head, almost in a chopping motion. What are those telling us? Now, I think you guys have been on hold for a long time. I apologize for that. Nothing I can do about it. Here we go. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
What a Warren group is?
A which group?
Warren?
A Warren, yeah. What is it?
Rabbit.
Rabbits. Did you say rabbits or robins?
Rabbit.
Yes, Warren rabbit. A Warren. Of
I'm a ranger. Or we talk different.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Okay, since you're a ranger, how did it get the name Pengilly? Do you have any idea?
It had to be somebody that had something to do with the mining resource.
Yeah, I bet it did. But Pengilly, it's kind of strange. I mean, I like it. It's fun to say, but I do wonder.
We looked all this stuff up, and it's been a while, but yeah, it had something to do with that. So
yeah. Who's this calling, by the way?
Keewatin Country Club.
Oh, Keewatin. Yeah, good to hear from you. Oh, Dan. Okay. Yeah, I already asked you those questions, didn't I? That Keewatin.
No, that's okay. Yeah, we have lots of answers.
Good. Good to know.
Hey, have a great night. Thank you
too.
Ladies.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Christy.
Hi.
I've been on hold so long, and I don't even care.
Good. I like
I
that attitude.
The player that had to leave the game because of hemorrhoids.
The what?
Baseball player that had to leave the game because of painful hemorrhoids.
Yeah,
George Brett.
George Brett. Yeah. Poor dude, man. Yeah.
I remember that from way back. It was so crazy.
Right. Oh.
And I want to shout out to Grillin' in the Shorts.
Okay.
And also by Wabik, where we had our cabin for many years now. Ed has it. Means iron ore in Ojibwe.
Oh, does it? Oh,
yeah.
That is very interesting. So do you think it's pronounced Biwabik or Biwabik?
I was just going to say, I was out somewhere one time, and I said Biwabik, and some person I didn't even know piped up and said, it's Biwabik.
I love that when that
so
happens.
I don't know,
it's
a controversy.
And what did you say it meant now?
Iron ore.
Iron ore. I love that. Yeah. Okay. Good to know.
All right.
Ah, thank you.
Yep, thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. So Biwabik is iron ore. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this is Jake from the garage.
Yeah.
Did you ever get that question about 1916 Clark Stanley, what he was fined for, or way back when, one of your earlier questions.
Yeah, let's see. The quack doctor. Yeah, that Chuck Clark Stanley. Yeah, he was fined $20 for violating the Pure Food and Drug Act for fraudulently marketing what?
Snake oil.
Yeah, very good. Good, Jigs. Yeah, and that's right. Snake oil. That term, you know, kind of caught on and is, you know, sort of used here and there.
Anyway.
Yeah, good.
I think the Keewatin Country Club answered a name of a town or something, or how it got its name.
Yeah.
I just stepped back into the garage. What was the name that they gave?
Well, it was just Nancy that called and said Biwabik was means iron ore. Keewatin, he thought, was the Keewatin Country Club thought it was like a Native American word. Biwabik, okay. I think, is a Native American word. Now, let's move on.
Most of them are around here.
So. I bet they are. But Pengilly, that doesn't sound Ojibwe.
Okay. Well, I'll get off there.
Okay.
Off there here so more people can get in. But a shout out to all the cheaters, Mojo and the sauna, and Ed from Blacksbury.
All right. Good job. Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Christy Miller.
Yeah.
I've been on hold so long, I want to answer one of those kids' questions.
Give me that phone, you little brat. Hang on. Christy Miller, I've been on hold so long.
Mm-hmm.
The Queen City of Virginia, Minnesota is now known as Breezeway City.
Breezeway. Nice.
The Breezeway in Virginia. So we'd like to answer a question about a band full of cops, Indians, and otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
If it hasn't been answered already, that'd be the Village People.
Yeah, in the Navy, where we sail the seven seas. Yeah, that's it.
I never served, but God bless those who did.
Mm-hmm. Right on, man. How about that Eric Clapton question? Got any idea who the...
I guess I missed that one. I was on hold so long, I had some kids take my phone.
Yeah, right.
What do we got? I mean, I'm not going to take liberty and do two questions. We know the rules. I don't want Keach choke slamming me.
Is that even a rule? I didn't even know that.
I do believe. Well, it's the honor system.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So, Green Show, support public media, and always change your furnace filters monthly.
Bye. All right. So, Jigs, the question was, Eric Clapton was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 3 times, once as a solo artist and with what 2 other groups? And what 70s soul singer became a reverend, eventually leaving secular music to focus on gospel? Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I'm calling about the football referee question, easy one about face masking.
Yes. What's your answer? Yeah, face masking.
This is Andy in Vergas. I'd like to shout out to the stewards of Star Lake.
All right. Sandy Invergus.
Thanks for the program.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
I'd like to shout out to the stewards of Star Lake.
Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Thanks for the program.
We've been on hold so long that Rhinestone is now known as Benjamin Button. Growing younger every day.
Yes, aren't we all?
The Eric Clapton question. I think the 2 bands was Cream and the Yardbirds.
Yeah, very good. Yes, indeed.
Very good.
2 good bands.
Shout out to the Landalooners.
Yeah, and a shout out to all the people, Landalooners.
Landalooners? Okay.
Landaloon.
The Landalooners. Folks here in the Breezeway.
Oh, you're the Breezeways. Okay.
Yeah, we're the Breezeways.
All right. Thanks, Breezeways.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Christy. It's Jeff from Woodridge.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi. So I heard the Yardbirds Eric Clapton question just got answered. So
yeah.
I'm going to guess. Al Green?
Al Green. I didn't even know that, until I came across this question. But, it's Al Green. Indeed.
Yeah, good. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the dads, including my own, for Happy Father's Day.
Very nice.
That would be Don and Janet, and all the other dads out there.
All right. Well said.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
I'm sorry, I just missed the Eric Clapton question.
Yeah. I bet you knew the answer, didn't you?
Well, it was Cream, and was it Traffic?
No. Cream is one, yes. You want another guess?
Throw me one more just before I hang up.
One more question?
Yeah.
All right. Does it have to be music? Oh, here you are. It is music.
No, it can be anything.
Okay.
Whatever's hanging.
Okay. How about this? If I give you this lyric, can you tell me who, what band did it? Here's the lyric.
I love Name the Tune.
I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you love me. Who did that?
I'm sorry. Blank.
Blank, yeah. Me too. I would not know at all. I'm terrible at trivia. That's why I asked the questions.
Well, I appreciate the chance to answer another question.
We'll see if somebody else will come up with it. We'll check out.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye.
How are you on Green Cheese?
Hey, Christy. This is Zoot again.
Yeah.
Calling from the lake out here on the pontoon. But I was going to answer the Eric Clapton question, but I didn't hang up because then I know you guys get that dead dial tone. But Galahad is telling me that the most winningest NFL coach... Is that your question?
Oh, yeah. Let me get to my sport here. Yeah.
So,
yeah, who was it?
It was Don Shula.
Yeah. In 2019, Bill Belichick became the third NFL coach to win over 300 games. The other two, that's Don Shula and there's another guy.
Oh, there's even another guy besides Don Shula. I'm sorry, I'm yelling at Galahad across the boat.
Yeah. So. Does Galahad know?
Do you know?
Yeah.
Oh, he goes, I only get to say one. I guess he's really following the two question. Now it's, I don't know, let somebody else answer it.
Yeah, I didn't even know that's a rule. I would say, screw the rule, tell me who it is.
Andy Reid?
No.
No, that's not it. Okay.
Okay, but good try.
Okay, anyway, shout out to all the Cheesers, Don and Janet, former Kings and Queens, and thanks for a great show.
All right, thank you. Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, hey, Christy?
Yes?
How are you now?
What?
I said, how are you now?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you now?
I'm great.
Oh,
hey, you had a question about the, it was a hockey question, what the ref does when he crosses his arm. Is that cross-checking?
You know, these are NFL questions. When the ref makes, does signals and stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I thought it was a hockey question. My bad.
No, that's all right. But let's see. I think I did have a hockey question, though. It wasn't that particularly. But...
New old hockey, but not so much the new stuff.
Yeah. No, I don't have any. I can't see anything here that...
No, it's all good. I'll get out of the way. Hey, I'll just shout out to the Wolf Pack and the Bone Breakers, new listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Rhinestone, God love you.
Of course.
And Peach and all the Beginners and Sean Staff. So,
Rhinestone.
Great show, Christy.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, good. This is Jim from the Crab Shack Five Rhythm and Blues Review.
All right.
Has anybody answered the pop singer, soul singer turned minister yet?
Somebody did, but what are you saying?
Al Green,
yeah,
I believe.
It is Al Green. Yes, indeed.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that until I found this question, and it kind of surprised me, but good for him. Whatever works for you.
But you serve two purposes when you look for a trivia question. You pose an interesting question for your public, but also at the same time, you improve on your intelligence because you know something more.
Exactly. very eloquently.
As long as you don't, as long as you don't forget something because you put something else in its place in the memory bank.
Well, there's that.
Be okay.
Yes. Yeah. There is that piece to
Hey. Shout out to all the cheesers, to the Vermillionaires, Dan and Rose over on Vermillion, Terry and Sue at Long Lake. We're going to all the past king and queens of the realm of cheese, which is green. And I guess that would be Verde. How would you say that in French?
Omelette du fromage. I think cheese is fromage.
Fromage, yeah, that's
so, but
that's
I don't know what green time, is in French.
Yeah.
Verde? Maybe Verde, that's
in
Spanish.
In Spanish, it's Verde.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks a lot. It didn't take long to get in to become the fourth or fifth caller.
All right.
And then we were quite economical in our conversations with other cheesers, and boy, it zoomed right in there.
All right. Good to hear. I have no idea how it all works.
We'll talk to you soon. Yeah, it's out there in the that internet thing or something. I don't
know. Something like that.
Out in that computer thing or something.
Right.
All right. Have a great night.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. All right, people, and you also need to know that support comes from the Loft Event Center in downtown Bemidji, providing a multi-purpose event space that accommodates groups of all sizes, up to 150 people, for wedding receptions, business meetings, concerts, and more. Info about the Loft Event Center, rates and packages at BemidjiLodge.com. And I can vouch for that place being cool. We also receive support from Klakow Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, making traditional old world styles of beer as well as modern classics for 8 years now. Their tap room is open Monday through Thursday, 3 to 8. Friday and Saturday, noon to 8, and Sunday from noon to 6. More info at klakowbrewing.com, and Klakow is spelled K-L-O-C-K-O-W. All right, so moving right along. I got a bunch of questions out there, so let's just keep going here. Line two. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
We are. I am. Wait. I don't even know where I'm there. I want to answer one of your NFL referee hand signal questions.
Okay.
The one about holding two hands above their head and stopping one into the other.
Yeah.
I think it was, how do you describe that? I'm not for sure on what that one is, but I'm guessing personal foul, or I don't think it's tipped
off. Yes, it was personal foul. One wrist strikes the other above the head almost in a chopping motion. That's personal foul.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
So I was going to try to guess two, and I know there's your question about, is there now a rule about no two answers? But I think I'm actually the source of that ruling.
Yeah.
There was about a year ago, there was two NFL questions I answered right in a row, and someone with a little thin skin got mad about that.
Really?
They followed me and had no answers.
Wow.
I won't name names, but they're a fan of a particular band.
Yeah, I had no idea. Interesting.
Yeah, so I'm the first controversy, and now people only answer one question at a time.
I don't like to follow rules, so I think if you want to answer two questions, I'd say do it. Go ahead.
Yeah, all good for you. I'm with Christy.
Yeah.
We'll be on the rebel side.
Yes, right. We'll do what we want.
Yeah. Enjoy life.
Yes,
keep going.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Happy Father's Day.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah, I'm glad to be a dad.
Yep. Little known fact that all my illegitimate children are now.
Are they calling you and making. Dad.
Yep. They're looking for money, but.
Yeah.
Like the great rock and roll star, Randy Bachman, I just like to tell him, you ain't seen nothing yet. Bow, 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 baby, you just ain't seen
nothing yet.
Then I get out of town.
Yep.
I love you, little bastards. Adios.
Bye. All righty here. Where are we? Wireless caller number. Yes. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you love me. Papa, paparazzi.
I'm a paparazzi. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah. Very good. Very, very good. Paparazzi, you. Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga. This is the Riley Lake Bunch. We'd like to shout out to all the dads and daddies this weekend.
All right. So here now then, if I say, here's a lyric. We fight, we break up, we kiss, we make up.
Do you know it was Hot and Cold, Katy Perry.
Yes. Boy, you're good. Do you want more?
Thanks. Yeah.
Okay, here's one more. Okay, here's it. Go, shawty, it's your birthday. We go and party like it's your birthday.
Go, shawty. Is it birthday?
Yeah.
In the club, 50 cents.
Yes.
In the club, 50 cents.
Oh, my. You are so good. Okay, I got to give you one more because you're really doing it. Here's one more. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me, and Jack Daniels has got a history.
Shaboozy.
Yes. Oh, I love this, you guys. Yeah, the bar song.
Yeah.
All right, so one more. You have to do one more. Now you're on the line. You are so hot. Okay, your lipstick stains on the front lobe of my left side brains.
Your lipstick stains on the front lobe of my left side brain. Yeah, hey, Soul Sister Train.
Oh, my God, I love this.
No, we got to step over ahead.
And who are you? You're the Riley Lake Bunch?
Riley Lake Bunch, yeah. Out in the middle of Riley Lake.
You guys are awesome. I love this. I love Thanks. That you had all those. And I'll have more. I'll ask more, and then if you can get in, you can answer those too.
Sorry, we broke so many rules. We answered so many. Great show tonight. Thanks so much.
It's not my rule, and I think you did good.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, that was great. They got those. I didn't think they would, because they're modern pop lyrics, and I'm not that modern, so I would never have gotten them. Anyway, I'm very impressed. Thank you so much. Hi, you're on Green Cheese. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been away from the source for a while. I'm not sure if this got answered yet. But
okay.
You were looking for a third NFL coach with 300
yeah.
wins.
Yep, yep.
I think that might have been Tom Landry.
No, it's not what I have.
From the Cowboys? No, it wasn't.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
I got Belichick and Shula, and then there was one more.
I'm sorry, can you say that?
I had Belichick and then Shula, and then there's one more.
Belichick and Shula.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, I thought it would be Landry, but okay, I'll keep thinking.
Okay, good.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Keewatin Country Club.
Yeah.
You asked the question about Pengilly, and I'm going to... It was Dr. John Pengilly.
Wow.
Correct.
That was a person's name, huh?
It was.
Nice. I just never heard it. Dr. John Pengilly.
Yep.
Dr. Pengilly, help me.
And one other one, Keewatin was the North Wind. I was wrong on that. It was the North Wind.
Okay. Nice to know.
So question to Green Cheesers is Calumet, what does that mean?
Right.
And Nashwalk, what does that mean?
Right. What is that? And Tell Moon, what does that mean?
Okay.
Yeah, Nashwalk, I had that on my list too. Nashwalk and Tell Moon and Calumet, yep.
We're going to have to send a list in. So, but anyway.
We are. Okay.
Cool.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, bye. That was great. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, did you get the Eric Clapton's other band?
Yes, one person got it, and then another person got one of them. What do you have?
Derek and the Dominoes and Cream were the two.
Cream? No, that's not Derek and the Dominoes. You'd think it would be, but it's not.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to know what it was? Somebody did get it, so should I tell you?
Yes.
The Yardbirds.
Yeah, okay.
I know. I think when you hear it, then you go, oh, yeah, right. Okay. Who's this calling, by the way?
Jay.
Hi, Jay. Do you want to give a shout out? Want to give a shout out?
No.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Thanks, Jay. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, have you got that third NFL winning coach yet?
No, we don't. Somebody took another guess, but what do you have?
Excuse me. Yeah, I'm going to guess George Halas.
That's it. George Halas.
Very good.
And who is this? You got to remind me because I know you.
Oh, this is Andy and Burgess. Thank you very much for the program. Uh-huh. You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
It's pretty good entertainment. Thank you.
Bye. Good. Glad I could help. Thank you. Bye. Entertaining's been my life. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess. Hi. Did you get the answers for the NFL referee questions yet?
Well, a couple of them. Somebody got the. You mean like when the motions that they make to and what they mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got the personal foul one. That was the one wrist strikes the other above the head. And, of course, I gave the false start. I don't have this one. Two hands straight forward at shoulder length with hands facing up.
Touchdown.
No. Wouldn't that be the two hands straight forward at shoulder height with hands facing up?
Okay, so it's not intentional grounding either?
No.
Okay. Okay, then what about the one with two hands in front, folded over?
Yeah.
That's delay of game, right?
Yes, that's delay of game. Very good. Yep. That's it.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
All right, nice. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. Yeah. Bye.
Yep. Bye.
Good job. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I drink from the garage.
Yep.
A shot at that tail moon.
Yeah.
I think that clearing in the woods is what it stands for.
What does tail moon does?
Tail moon.
I believe that. Oh, I like that. Clearing in the woods.
Clearing in the woods.
Yeah.
That's what I...
Cool.
But anyway.
Yeah.
I was going to take a shot at the Pengilly, but the boys got it right before I did. So
yeah, Pengilly, Dr. Pengilly. Yeah, that's interesting. Yep. I had no idea. I like that. Clearing in the woods is good. And then the North Wind, Keewatin. we're still working on Calumet
right.
And Swatara.
Yep, I'll have to make a couple of phone calls, see if I can figure out my buddies that live there.
Yeah.
They know.
Yeah, yeah. It's really
all right.
Call back if you get it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, geez, I got back in so soon. I don't have an answer. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's pretty good. Okay, well, it's good talking to you.
Come by.
Okay, bye. Okay, now then. There's nobody calling in. I can't believe that. Did we lose power again? I'm going to give you some more questions then. So here's a lyric. If you can tell me who did it, you think I'm in love, that I'm sent from above. I'm not that innocent. Who did that? Here's another one. When you leave, I'm begging you not to go. Call your name 2-3 times in a row. And one more along this lines. We were good. We were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. Actually, you got to tell me who that is because I have a blank here. And and I think it's going to be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find. Yeah, we all know that. You can tell me what that is, though, if you could stand the way I sang that or stay at it. All right. Sports questions. Here's a couple more. I'm going to just give you a couple more miscellaneous as we head into our last 20 minutes of green fromage, cheese, that is. What four-letter tech abbreviation describes technology that allows local and long-distance phone calls to be made over the internet? What four-letter tech abbreviation describes technology that allows local and long-distance phone calls to be made over the internet? And what Best Picture Oscar winner featured an all-star cast including Shirley MacLaine, Don Nicholson, Jeff Daniels, and John Lithgow? What alcoholic drink with alleged hallucinogenic properties is often nicknamed the Green Fairy? It's kind of appropriate on green cheese. What alcoholic drink with alleged hallucinogenic properties is often nicknamed the Green Fairy? Hi, you're on green cheese.
The Green Fairy.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I think you said something about a referee with his hands straight up in the air.
Yeah.
Isn't that a touchdown?
Well, not straight up in the air, though. It is two hands straight forward, straight forward at shoulder height, and then with hands facing up. Should I tell you?
I guess you got me there.
Yeah, it's pass interference.
I was starting to fall asleep, and I heard somebody say, shout out to Roy and Aiken Chicken Coop. I didn't catch who it was.
Is that you? Are you Roy at the Aiken Chicken Coop?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I think somebody probably did give you a shout out. I think you're quite popular.
Yeah, I heard it. I was just kind of daydreaming, and then I heard my name.
Yeah.
All right.
I noticed
shout
as
out
a...
back, man.
Okay, sounds good.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Hi, you're on green cheese. Oh, you're on green cheese. Could you turn that radio down or whatever? Yeah, there we go.
It's everything is kosher now. Radio is down.
Good.
And we're ready to make an answer.
All right. Yeah, go for it.
All right. You had the question. So I think it's going to be a long, long time before a touchdown brings me around again to find.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be Elton John Rockin' Man.
Doesn't it, though? Yes, and it is. It certainly
okay,
is.
Okay, thank God we're right on that.
Long time. Yeah, who's calling?
Breezeway in Virginia.
All right, Breezeway. Thank you.
Shout out to Rick and Gail.
Yep.
Big Elton John fans over there in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to call them Mayo and Miracle Whip.
Ooh. I like that. Very good, Mail and Mail Whip.
Thanks, Christy.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on green cheese.
Christy Miller.
See.
I've been on hold so long.
Mm-hmm.
Kittsville just became a Minnesota Star City.
All right. I knew it was happening. If we waited long enough, it was going to happen.
Yeah, I know. And we're talking about, like, Range City's names, origins, and I'll tell you where the Kittsville name came from.
Okay, where?
Because we all know Kittsville, just east of the Mitchell Bridge off the Beltline.
Oh, yeah.
Right before Hibbing.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Right.
Kittsville, because there was some Kits that lived there, and it was a town, so they put Ville behind it.
So Kits, like kitties, like cats, Kits, or?
I'm going to leave that to your imagination.
Okay, perfect. Yes, I'll go with that.
You're doing a bang-up job tonight, darling.
Thank you.
Keep rolling that thunder.
Right
and
on.
There was another question you had earlier. I was... what is the Italian word for a mandolin? Out of tune. And always change your furnace filters monthly.
Oh. Yeah, that's a good one about the mandolin. Yeah, you're tuning it a lot. I've got it down pretty well. But, you know, thank goodness for those little tuners you stick on the end and the little digital ones take care of a lot for you. Anyway... Hi, you're on green cheese.
Hello, I have two answers.
Okay, good.
One of them was for calls over the internet, which is VOIP.
Yes, voice over IP. Very good.
Okay. And I have one more.
Yep.
The answer to the singer of that one song is Britney Spears.
Yeah, I think you're right. Let's see. Let me grab that one. Where is it? In my pile of stuff here. Yes, I think I'm in love, that I'm sent from above, I'm not that innocent. Yes, Britney Spears. Oops, I did it again. That was the name of the song. Nice going. Who's this?
My name is Felix.
Hey, Felix. Good to hear from you. And do you want to give a shout out to anybody?
Yep, my father.
Nice going. Yes, and because tomorrow's Father's Day. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Nice. Boy, these kids are great. You're all great. Holy cow, you're great. Hey, we receive support from Edward Jones financial advisor Christina Gallas, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. All righty, we're heading into the last 15 minutes here. I think you got a plethora of questions out there, so let's hear what you got. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, is the alcohol absinthe?
Yes, it is absinthe. Uh-huh. You know, and I did remember hearing about that being, having, you know, those qualities to it, but I'd forgotten. Yeah. It contains a chemical called thujone, which is found in wormwood. Isn't that helpful? Legal in the U.S. if it contains less than 10 parts per million of thujone. So there we go.
Perfect.
Who's calling?
Jenny from Chicago.
Hey, Jenny. Thanks for calling in. Good to hear your voice. Do you want to give a shout out?
To Ralph DeGriff.
All right. Well done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, Jenny from Chicago. Cool. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. Did anybody get your Oops, You Think I'm in Love song lyric yet?
Let me see here. Wait a minute. Go, Sean. I don't think so. Who are you thinking?
It's Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears.
Yeah, Britney Spears. That's right. Oops, I Did It Again. You think I'm in love, yep. That I'm sent from above. I'm not that innocent.
I'm hoping if it comes down like this tomorrow night.
Nice. Right.
Thank you. Who's calling?
This is Bree from the Little Rice Lakers.
Hey, Bree. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so I'm really happy to hear that you guys are into these pop lyrics. Here's one more. Waiting for your call, baby night and day. I'm fed up. I'm tired of waiting on you. Who did that? And what was the name of the song? And we have one more here that has not been answered. We were good. We were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. Actually, I got to tell you, I don't know who did that. So if you know who did it, you tell me, because I did not write it down. I just thought these were too popish, but apparently not. So my bad. Okay. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Christy Miller.
C.
C. Mojo from the Sona.
Yeah.
I've been dialing this rotary phone for so long, my finger is bleeding.
I will bet. A rotary phone. Nice going.
Yep. It's taken me all night to get in, and all I've got is absinthe.
Yeah,
and I've heard it's already been answered.
That's okay. You had it, too.
So I got nothing.
That's all right. You had absinthe. I mean, you know, you were waiting online, and you had a rotary phone, so, you know, it's understandable.
Yep, it's tough. It's tough being this far back in the bush. So
yeah, I hear. You. Yeah, did you hear the question about VoIP? Do you even know what that is?
Voice over something.
Yeah, voice over internet protocol. So
yeah, I'm still waiting to get internet out here in the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I hear it's fantastic, but I have no idea what it is. So.
I hear you.
Anyway,
people are giving you a shout out, Mojo. So you've been shouted out all night.
Yep, I heard Jigs from the Garage.
Right,
and I'll shout out back to Jigs and Rhinestone and Keach and Linda from Bowen Lake and all the regulars.
Yeah, there you go.
But I just heard from the Riley Lake bunch.
Yeah,
and they're out in the middle of the lake. If the Riley Lake bunch will go around the lake and look for the little sauna with the smoke coming out, they'll know where Mojo's from.
Hey, nice to know. I'm hoping they're listening to this. I bet they are.
I hope. I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
I look out the window of the sauna. There's two boats out there. So.
Yeah.
I think there's just a couple places down the lake from me. It just sold a couple of years back. So.
Huh? Cool.
Anyway, great show. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Thanks
for all you do. And, We'll get back in next week.
Sounds good. I appreciate you guys, too.
Yep. Thanks,
Mike. Right. Yeah. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening, Green Cheese Canada calling.
All right. Cool.
John in Sudbury here. John and Steph in Sudbury. Well, we had quite a few answers out of your last batch, but they all got taken really quick,
right.
Like VoIP and a lot of the lyrics and absence. So just wanted to stay on the line and give a couple quick shout-outs back to a couple of people we heard mention us through the night. Rhinestone, of course, Turtle Lake Turnpikers, Keech,
yep.
Any new listeners, all the regulars, and, of course, if you can support public media, you've done a bang-up job tonight, Christy. Good to hear you again this month, and you take care, and happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And love you, Mom, if you're listening. So thanks for the show, Christy.
Take I got to ask you a question, though, Canada. You know, when I was on, I was looking at my map to get the, you know, the range cities and stuff. And I came across a name of a town across the border in Canada named Emo. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's very much north of where we are, likely by...
Okay.
Oh, 7-8 hours or more.
Yeah.
But I definitely know exactly where it is. Yep.
Do you have any idea why it was named that?
I do not.
Yeah. I don't either. And that's why, you know,
I'm sure it's something indigenous as well, like a lot of the communities in northern Minnesota, I would think, but I'm not exactly sure that particular one.
Yeah, I bet it is. Yeah. Like, you know, the Keewatin is the north wind and
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I might dig into that. Anyway, happy to hear your voice.
Okay, good.
Glad you're here.
Yeah, you too, and good to hear all the regulars out here. So have a good week, folks.
You too. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. The liquor known as the Green Fairy must be absinthe.
It is absinthe, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
It is. Very good. Who's calling?
We're calling from John Vick Creek in Lutzen.
Oh, up there in Lutzen. Yeah.
Lutzen,
right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You betcha.
Yep.
Shout out to Keech, and thank you for hosting.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
You bet. Have a good night.
Yeah, bye-bye. All right, you guys are doing so good. I have pretty much... I'm going to throw just one more out here for you. A millisecond is 1/1000th of a second. What unit of time measures 1 billion of a second? What would that be? So a millisecond is 1/1000th of a second. What unit of time measures 1 billionth of a second? Hard to even say those words, billionth and thousandth. All right. Anyway. Here we go. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hello there, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey there, it's Michael from Lost Island Lake in Minnesota. I have just a good guess on the mandolin question.
Okay.
Yeah, is it mandolino stonato?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that sounds good. I'm going to play my mandolino stonato. I like it.
Stonato. Just means stonato is just his attitude.
Oh, that's what it means. That sounds Italian to me.
Or it could be flat, like the same thing.
Yeah. I noticed that my mandolin goes sharp when it's humid. And so when it, you know, I don't know why that is, but, you know, that's what it is. So.
Yeah, it's wood. Wood expands or contracts, I guess.
Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, sorry. Who's calling?
Yeah, it's Michael from Lost Island Lake.
Oh, Lost Island. Okay, yeah, I had that written down wrong. I just had just Island Lake. Okay.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, no, I think you said it. It's just I missed it.
Can I give a shout-out?
You betcha.
All right. Can I give a shout out to Lisa Drake in Nisswa, Minnesota?
Yeah, Nisswa. I wonder how that got its name. That sounds Ojibwe.
It is Ojibwe. It means three lakes.
Oh, interesting. Good to know.
Yeah, because originally there were three connected lakes in that area.
Yeah. I bet it was the Gull and Margaret maybe, and there's another chain, one laying on that chain. Yeah. Oh, good.
It's close. Modern day Clark Lake, Rice Lake, and Nisswa Lake.
Okay. Yeah.
Fish
good.
Okay. Or Fish Lake instead of Rice Lake. I guess I stand corrected.
Yeah. Close. Yeah. Fish and Rice.
Yeah.
They both come out of the same pocket.
Hey, love the show. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for calling in. It's good to hear your voice. And
all right.
Happy to be here. Okay. Good night.
Take care.
You too. Thank you. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah. Well, I have a couple of guesses at some questions, but before I do that, I wanted to add some more interesting information about absinthe.
Yeah.
You know, it's used in a lot of love potions.
Yeah, right.
Because it makes the heart grow fonder.
Is that real?
Absinthe makes the...
Oh, absinthe, I get it. Okay, got it. Very good.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
No, but, why not? Yeah, of course. I like it.
I'm wondering if you finished that NFL question about the coaches with 300 wins. I guessed earlier and was wrong.
Somebody did call in. And so what are you thinking now, though?
Well, oh, so they got the third one?
They got the third one. But
oh, okay. I'm wondering if it was from, like, since it wasn't Tom Landry, maybe it was from a while ago, like, you know, before the Super Bowl era. Was it George Halas?
Yes, it is George Halas, yep.
Oh, okay, yep.
Yeah.
I got to remember the history of football goes back a ways. So.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess I can't. Yeah, well, I'll take that as a correct answer.
Yeah, then, absolutely.
I didn't hear it. But,
yep.
Okay.
You did.
All right. Thank you. You're having a great show. And I'm going to shout out to the Bartholomew's. Sometimes host the Green Cheese. I saw them tonight at but they're not listening, but I still give them a shout out anyway.
Yeah,
they were
sure.
At a concert tonight. So.
All right, then. Good.
All right.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Militech.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for doing the show, Christy.
Oh, happy to do it. Really am. The callers are all so swell. They're such great people. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got in the queue. I didn't really have an answer, but I'm going to take a guess. I think it was a billionth of a second.
Yeah. What is that?
Is that term nano?
Yes, it is nanosecond.
Yep. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, I came up with that.
We know.
I have an 8-string guitar, baritone.
Yeah. So what are the, how is it tuned?
It's B-E-A-D-F-sharp-B, and the two middle strings are octaves.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So trying to keep that in tune. Oh, no, it actually stays, it's a Taylor, it stays in tune really well.
And how do you, it's hard to figure out how you finger it.
Well, you, just like a standard tuning 6-string, but it's 5 half steps lower than a standard tuning.
All right.
So it's got fairly bass, large strings, and anyway.
Yeah, and what's it called, did you say?
Baritone.
A baritone guitar, okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, anyway, shout out to everybody who supports public media, because it's the best.
It isn't it?
And thank you so much for doing the show.
Yeah, hey, you're very welcome. I'm happy to be here.
Okay.
All right.
Hang in there.
Oh, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, guys, I'm going to take one more answerer, and then, you know, I got to wrap it up and tell everybody who called in. I shout back out to you. This is what I'm doing. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Christy Miller.
Yes.
I've been on hold so long, I'm calling in with a correction, darling.
Cool. Yes.
So there was a question earlier about green liquor that everybody loves so much.
Do they?
Yeah, well, I'm telling you right now, if it is the correct answer I'm about to tell you, it'd be a greenie from Tony Jarrow's River Garden Bear in northeast Minneapolis at the foot of the Lowry Bridge.
You totally aced it there. Yeah.
So get down here and find yourself one. If anybody has an issue with that,
you can meet me in the squared circle.
There
and don't
we go.
Forget to change your filters monthly. Ow.
Ow. Alrighty. I gotta go, you guys. So what I'm gonna do here is take down the volumes on the phone and play our music that we're going to where I'm gonna tell you who called in. I'm shouting back out to you. That's what I'm doing. What, I gotta get my act together here. Hold on. Go to CD1, do that. Here we go,
special
people.
Request. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you, everyone, for calling in. I'm Christy Miller. I was happy to be your host tonight. Simon of the Lakes, you're awesome. Thanks for calling in. Nancy from beautiful downtown Almaland. Brandy Jo from Northeast. Wanda from Doane Lake. Aiken Chicken Coop. Julie Crab. Home for Wayward Youth. Breezy in Virginia. Zoot with Galahad on the Lake. Markison from The Crew. Granty Boo, I think that was how it was. And then from Anoka called. Willa from Grand Rapids. Rusty Trombone, Keewatin Country Club. Turtle Lake Turnpikers. Sam from Nalavan. Rhinestone from The Biffy. Danger Camp, Oahu. Chris from Becker Sauna. Big Tiny Little from downtown Deer River. Eddie from Rice Lake. Actually, Eddie was really named Sven. And Quinn called too. And Ed from Sierra Lake. Siren Lake, I think it was. Oliver from Little Rice Lake.
I hope you've had as much fun as we have.
Keach from Parts Unknown. Zach from Pirate Creek. Jacobs from The Garage. Sandy from Burgess. The Land of Loons. Jeff from Woodridge. Jim from Crab Shack. R&B Review. Riley Lake Bunch, Jay Call, Andy Burgess, Roy at Aiken Chicken Coop, Felix, Jenny from Chicago, good to hear her, Bree from Rice Lakers, Mojo from the Sauna, Canada Call from Sudbury, Wooten called, and Michael from Island Lake called. And also, since we have 2 minutes left here, you are listening to 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley and Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, or on your smart speaker, celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXC.org. Coming up next is acid rock. No, heavy metal, excuse me. I think 2 hours or maybe 3 hours from 9 to midnight of heavy metal. There you have it. We are a station that has variety, that is for sure. Thanks, everyone, for calling in. I truly appreciate you.
Good night, all.
Good night, all.
It is Saturday night. It is 9 o'clock. That means it's time for After Dark.